Palpatine's eyes narrowed imperceptibly. And so with a nudge, he reveals himself. If I recall correctly, Damask's enemies paid dearly. He fell silent for a moment, repositioning himself in front of the viewport so that Varuna would have the strafing starfighters in direct view while he listened. Granted, Sojourn isn't the impregnable fortress it once was, but Damask's reach is as long as it ever was, and his ties to the banking clan have never been stronger. In case you haven't noticed, Senator, Magneta interjected, Naboo's reach is now long as well. Palpatine glanced over his shoulder at the starfighters, then fixed his eyes on Varuna. Your Majesty, Damask will not take kindly to being cut out of our dealings with the Trade Federation. He can make trouble. Varuna's gaze wandered back to him. Let him try. Naboo isn't the only world he has exploited. We would not want for allies. I'm more concerned about how the Senate would react to our voting against taxation of the trade zones. Palpatine forced a breath. It's a hopeless situation. The Rim faction worlds rely on the Trade Federation for goods, so they will likely vote in the negative. The core worlds, on the other hand, will vote in favor of taxation, if only to bring revenue to the Republic and avoid having to support the outlying systems. Occupying the middle ground, the Trade Federation stands to win no matter what, in that it will finally be allowed to defend itself and will force its clients to shoulder the increased costs that will result from taxation. What does all this mean for Valorum? Lago said. I fear that he may not complete his term of office. Who will succeed him? Varuna asked. That's difficult to say, Your Majesty. Ainley Teem, I think, though Bail Antilles enjoy some support. Varuna thought about it. What are the implications for Naboo should the Gran win over the Alderaanian? Then, of course, you would have a friend in the Chancellorship. Varuna tugged at his beard. I'll take your recommendations into account. But be forewarned, Palpatine. I will brook no deception. From you. He fixed Pestage and Grigatus with a gimlet stare. Or any of your cabal. Remember, I know where the bodies are buried.